WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Well, I'm so happy to welcome back to the WNRN studios, Vusi Malasela. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm glad to have you back here. I realized, as I was mentioning to someone here on staff, that you would be coming in, and he seemed to be, you know, pretty intrigued by the idea that I've been very lucky, and I guess Charlottesville and this area has been very lucky to have you continuously coming back to Charlottesville. I just appreciate you making the effort coming in this morning to WNRN. You have a lot of really wonderful friends. Dave Matthews, obviously, was a fan of yours. Is that how you ended up on the ATO Records? I know he invited you to come, but was he a fan first, or were you friends first?
Well, he was a fan.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, and we also played together one time in Johannesburg, in Melville as well. And really, of course, this was more of a musical decision, you know, that, you know, he really felt that, you know, my music, you know, it should be heard, you know, he said, because, I don't know, but it was more of a musical decision than anything else.
Well, I'm glad that he did, because I think we're all very lucky that you have gotten to have your music put out there. And this newest record, Guiding Star, you also have a lot of good friends on this album as well. Lady Black Mombasa is on one of the records. Maybe with it, talking about working with them, you can kind of talk about a little bit about the music in South Africa, what's happening today. Obviously, they're still working and making music. But who else is out there that you would be interested in working with in South Africa?
Well, firstly, I would like to say that I'm very much happy that, you know, there's that spirit that enabled me to connect with Rightful Forces and all the friends that you've mentioned who are on the Kindy Star album. It's the Dave Matthews, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Xavier Rudd from Australia, Moses Ngwenya of the Soul Brothers, who are the Mbakanga, you know, music, you know, kings. The musical scene in South Africa right now, there is quite a lot of things, you know, happening, and with a lot of borrowed music as well. And then we have quite a lot of mushrooming good, you know, choral music as well. And the choirs, like the Soweto Gospel Choir, you know, who also won the Grammy. And Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who won the Grammy as well, you know, 2 years ago, which is a really great thing, you know, for our country to happen. We have quite a lot of variety of styles, and then I think in Guiding Star, I try to incorporate quite a lot of, you know, that's those styles, you know, in every track. And I think maybe the people that I still like to work with, it's more of the Maskandi, you know, guitarist, which they tune their guitar, you know, very much differently. And there's still quite more artists even outside South Africa that I'm still looking forward, you know, to work with as well.
So you're interested in working with, kind of like what you did on this one. You have, as you mentioned, Xavier Rudd working on this album, and Dave Matthews, plus some of your fellow country mates. I think the other thing that, the first song that I ever heard from you was a love song, actually, was, I'm going to slaughter the pronunciation of the name, was Kanju Banjanina.
Kuzobanjanina, how will it be?
Right. Yeah. Which is such a sweet sentiment. But I think that when I re-listening to Guiding Star yesterday, I kind of found that not only is a nice balance between you speaking out, but also writing these really wonderful love songs. But probably, I don't know. Do you? I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to say that, like, in some senses, the love songs are just as political on some level as the political songs. Is that right, or am I completely off base?
Well, life isn't just about, you know, sufferings and politics. But there's also the other side, you know, where there is that kind of relief sometimes, you know, in life. And then, you know, we've got to be romantic, and also we, you know, talk about love as well, and we live it as well. So I kind of like really, you know, encompasses that in my music, you know, so that, you know, that's like a bit of, you know, everything about the reality in life. So there's quite a lot of different subjects that I talk about as well. And
Well,
I have this love song as well that is his own guiding scar, the guiding scar, which is the title of the song, is called Every Time. It's the song. It's more about a long distance love, you know.
Well, how about if you give us a song of your choice, whether it be a love song or not, this morning? What would you like to do for us first?
I'll play Kuzobanjanina. The song Kuzobanjanina, how will it be? It is a love song, but also it's more about, this man saying that I've seen you being, this beautiful girl, and I tried to, like, always, draw that attention, that you must, hey, check me out, And finally, here it is happening. And how will it be, that you and me one day will be standing next to you, will be standing at the podium next to a priest saying, I do. How will it be that one day you and me will be raising the families, living in our own house? So, yeah, the song, it's more about that.
Busi Malasela is my guest this morning. He's playing Old Cabell Hall tonight at 7 o'clock. Busi Malasela is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. He's going to be playing tonight at Old Cabell Hall on UVA grounds near the lawn, and that starts at 7 o'clock. Busi Malasela, last time you were here, or one of the last times you were here, we were just kind of talking about the fact that South Africa is many, many cultures and has many different languages that is spoken there. And I think you said that you spoke, in total, including English, obviously, something like well over a dozen languages. And on the new album, Guiding Light, you also sing in many languages, including English. When you go to write these songs, do you get the original idea, in English or in Zulu or one of the other languages you sing in? How do you put together a song?
It depends, of course. I mean, with the sometimes it's the things that are sort of like really local that, that I like to talk about, to reach out, to my people, then also sometimes it's a universal, message that I sort of like really want to hit. But the challenge is sometimes if you really want, you know, that, you know, to be like a universal message, or that to be listened by everybody, maybe English is a better medium to use that. But I want to find that maybe sometimes when I'm sort of thinking in Sotho or in Tswana, some words that I want to use, and they will translate into English, you know, it becomes, you know, it doesn't work, you know. Like, for instance, you know, in English we have one word for uncle. But in Sotho, Tswana, we've got a different word for that, you know. So my father's brother will be Rangwane, and my father's younger brother will be, you know, Ramogolo. So Rangwane, Ramogolo. But in English, all the younger brother of my father and the elder is still uncle. So it's that you find those kind of, you know, challenges when trying to translate into English. And I thought, okay, I think I'll just leave it in Sotho, because this is what I want to say, whatever. If I try to come around and cut corners to explain this, it won't give the same meaning that I want to. I found it very much interesting when I come those challenges, and then that's where I take a decision whether the song will stay in this language or whether in English.
Well, that's kind of an interesting idea that there's so many ways or so many words for the word uncle. Is that kind of a difference in just the way that South African people describe their family compared to more European people, do you find? Just the fact that they would have so many words for uncle?
Yeah. We have quite a lot of many words for a lot of things, but interestingly, we don't have a word for ice.
Well, we have, I can imagine
for,
that.
We have for snow, yes, but for ice, we don't.
Well, I guess it somehow comes out of a need, though. I mean, Eskimos have many, many words for snow. Well, Vusi, one of the things that really saddened me so deeply this last year was the loss of Mary Makeba. I have been a fan of hers for many, many years, but maybe you can talk a little bit about your relationship with Mary Makeba, because I noted in your notes that you were a fan of hers and an admirer of hers. She left quite a void.
No, definitely. I mean, when I grew up, we couldn't hear quite a lot, you know, of Miriam's, you know, music, you know, in the radios, because during the time of apartheid, our radios were controlled by whites. They decided, you know, what goes in, and they wouldn't even play, like, you know, black music in white radio stations. We had only about 30 minutes of listening to our own greats, like, you know, World Old Play, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, Mahlatini and Mahotela Queens, and then the rest of the time we'll be getting, you know, music even from here, because of this country didn't respect the cultural boycott at the time. They keep shipping things, you know, to South Africa. We had a lot of Motown artists. Elvis Presley played in our radio. The only time when I heard of Miriam Makeba, it was when we tuned in illegally to a radio station called Radio Freedom. And that's when, you know, they will hear the music of Miriam Makeba, you know, and Hugh and whatever. All those musicians were banned in South Africa. And I didn't sort of like really know that much of Mama Miriam Makeba personally, but her aunt, who was living, you know, just a block from my grandmother's place. So Mary Makeba used to come there. And then, her aunt, you know, son Prince, who was my friend, would tell me, oh, no, Mary Makeba has come to visit. Come and, you know, meet her. And I'll go and meet her and all that. And, of course, even she knew about my music even that time. And we also shared the stage together one time at the Africa Festival in Germany. We talked about, you know, perhaps, you know, one of days we'll be doing something together. And I'm also said that, you know, we didn't need to come to see that day.
Well, but but
she has really quite inspired a lot, you know, in South Africa, not only South Africa also, but in the continent as well.
Well, she spent many, many years away from South Africa as she was exiled. But you spent your youth in South Africa, and you know, were inspired by many different people. And you were at Nelson Mandela's inauguration and have celebrated with him several times over the years. How old were you when he was let out of prison?
I'm not quite sure, but that was 1992.
Right. So a while ago.
A while ago. I'm 44 years old right now. My birthday was on the 20th of January, the same day as President Obama was inaugurated, the 44th president, and I'm 44 years old, sharing the inauguration and my birthday.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, but I have, you know, been, you know, several times, you know, participating and also been with Mr. Nelson Mandela on different occasions, and this, you know, it has been really an honor, you know, for me, and also to be called and asked to be the ambassador for his foundation, 4664. The 4664 being the prison, the number that was his prison number, and now it's used positively to raise awareness, you know, for people living with HIV and AIDS and raising, you know, money for them. And yeah, it has been an honor, you know, to be called to serve on that.
Vusi Malisela is my guest this morning here at WNRN. Will you play us another song?
Okay. I'll play again, maybe this time in English.
Okay. WNRN. Vusi Malisela is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. He's playing tonight at Old Cabell Hall. That's on the UVA grounds. Music starts at 7 o'clock. But I was hoping that Vusi could give us one more song this morning. Is that possible?
Okay, thank you. I always like to play this one. This is a song which is dedicated to all the women in South Africa, but also to my grandmother. She really played quite a lot of important role for me, especially for me as a young activist during the time when there was troubles and apartheid. You will recall that in 1976, June 16, there was an uprising in Soweto where the students of South Africa boycotted the language of Afrikaans, where the government wanted them to do everything in Afrikaans, biology, you know, mathematics, and so on. They said, no, what about our own languages? And yeah, I was 11 years old at that time, and then when there was like really fire and, you know, the country was like sort of burning in some way, and I asked questions, that's when my political education started. So I became very much involved in by joining the youth organization under the African National Congress. So whatever political activities I was involved in, and every year when we organize commemoration for those who died in June 16, we sort of like got in trouble with the police. So they used to collect us, you know, all the time around the 10th or 11th of June so that we should not participate on the June 16 commemorations and release us whenever they feel like. And as a routine, they'll come home, you know, to pick us up. But one day my grandmother said no, because I used to run away from home when I know that they will be coming. And my grandmother said, no. They are not going to take you this time. You sleep here. You know, this is your place. And indeed, the police came. And it never happened. My grandmother said, no, not this time. You know, she switched off all the lights in the house and opened the kitchen door. And she said to the police, Vusi's here. This time, you're not going to take him. I've got a bowl, you know, full of boiling water. The first one who comes in here, he's in for it. You know, and they left me. And a very strong, you know, woman, you know, like her, also there in South Africa, who really refused to dwindle in the midst of apartheid.
Struggling in this uncertain world. No. Is it right? Heaping trouble on an old lady's head. So unlucky, faceless of people suffering every day.
Busi Malasela in the WNRN studios. He will be playing tonight at Old Cabell Hall. 7 o'clock is the start of the show, and we do have a pair of tickets to that show. Well, Busi, always a pleasure to have you here, and many happy returns back to Charlottesville, and I hope you have a great day here in Charlottesville. I know that in the past you've gone and talked to different students about your experiences. You've got things like that lined up for yourself today, or is it a day to enjoy yourself here in Charlottesville?
No, it will be quite a lot of more work.
More work?
Yeah, but I'm happy also that, you know, I'm also coming again, you know, to play with a four-piece band. And the music really, you know, this lead guitar who was used to play with the late Lucky Dube, you know, South African reggae, you know, the star Lucky Dube, who was killed in robbery last year. And a bass player from Cameroon as well. And then my longtime drummer from South Africa, Ian Hammond. It's just great. You know, we've been playing in Monopolis and also Marilyn yesterday. And I'm just happy to have this four-piece band. The music is just great.
Well, it's going to be a great night of music. Well, you had a we talked a little bit about your special guests, but were these people also the people who helped you on the Guiding Star when you recorded it? You know, your band?
No, only my drummer. You know, Ian Hammond. He lives in San Francisco, but he's a South African. But he's been recording with me since from my first album, When You Come Back. Yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to having you back again, Vusimala said, to the WNRN studio. We thank you for coming in today.